Today, we'd like to see the title over harvest in Psalm chapter 24, verses 1 to 10. For online courses people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. How should we handle the things in the earth? The first question, how should we handle the things in this earth? Number two, in verse 3, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? What are the answers of this question? What are the answers of this question? The last question in verse 7, lift up your heads, all you gates, and be you lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory in this context, as well as in this prophecy? The last question, who is the King of glory in this context, as well as in this prophecy? First of all, we'd like to see the background of Psalm chapter 24. Psalm was written to celebrate, to bring the Ark of the Covenant from place of Obed-Edom into the tabernacle of David's city in Jerusalem, in light of the 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 1 to 12. The 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 1 to 12. Again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal of Judah, to bring up from thence the Ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, that dwells between the cherubims. And they set the Ark of God upon a new cart, upon not carrying away upon Levite's shoulders, new cart here, but brought it out of the house of Abinadab, that was Gibeah, and Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart, and they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the Ark of God. And Ahio went before the Ark, and David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harpers, and on psalteries, and on timbrels, and on cornet, and on cymbals, so music songs. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the Ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error. Here, his error means Uzzah touched the Ark of God, because the Bible said, you know, whoever touches the Ark of God, you know, shall be cut off. His error. And there he died by the Ark of God. And David was displeased or upset because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. And he called the name of a place Perez-Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how shall the Ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not remove the Ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David, but David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the Ark of the Lord continued in the house of the Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertain unto him, because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. At this time, David wrote this Psalm 24. Also, this Psalm are used in worship service with music. First of all, at Jewish temple, outside of the temple, the people are crying out to verse 7. Verse 7 is here, victorious some part. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be you lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Outside. Do you know in a Jewish temple, you know, outside the gate over the temple, you know, outside, but the sanctuary and the temple gate, between sanctuary and temple gate, they are courtyard. Jewish people worshiped on the courtyard. Jewish people were not allowed into sanctuary. Sanctuary only allowed Levites or priests, you know, were allowed to sanctuary. Sanctuary is in two sanctuaries. The outside sanctuary is outer sanctuary, or called as the holy place. Inside the inner sanctuary, called as the oracle, or the most holy place. Most holy place, only high priest was qualified to enter in the most holy place per year. So here, outside of the gate of a temple, then priest and Levite are singing verse 8, first part. Who is the King of Glory at the court inside of the temple? Then the people are singing verse 8, the latter part. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. And verse 9, then the priest and Levites opened the gates of the temple, singing verse 10, the first part. Who is the King of Glory? Then the people is coming in the court of the temple, singing the verse 10, the latter part. The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory, Selah. Selah is an emphasis word. They acknowledge the presence of God among the people. The next one, likewise at Ascension, Jesus' Ascension Sunday service. Jesus' Ascension into heaven 40 days after his resurrection. Book of Acts chapter 1 verses 9 through 11, we saw when he had spoken this thing, while they behold, he was taken up, Jesus was taken up, and a cloud received Jesus out of their sight, eyewitness, and while they looked steadfastly toward the heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white, a parable which all said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up or looking up into heaven? The same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like a manner as you have seen him go into heaven. So that, you know, Ascension, you know, Sunday, usually here in, you know, the Christians in, you know, a sanctuary, all Christian there to pass the reading, you know, one verse, probably up verse, the even verse, you know, congregation members responding to read, you know, even verse. Likewise, or Palm Sunday, Jesus entry in Jerusalem, riding on donkey. So Matthew chapter 21 verse 7 through 11. So often in Christian churches used the Psalm 24 and Palm Sunday as well. And brought the ass and the colt and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon, and a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees, palm trees, and stored them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to Son of David. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Hosanna means save now. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. So Jesus entered into Jerusalem to be crucified for all people. So that is used there. Now verse 1, that's the background. The earth is the Lord's. The earth is owned by the Lord, by God. And the fullness thereof. Everything of the earth owned by God. And they that dwell therein. So bottom line, everything owned by God. Why? Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Because God created the earth, that's why the earth is owned by God. Also, everything in the earth owned by God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Invisible things like love and joy, peace, and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principality or powers. This is angelic order, angel, spiritual thing, creatures also created by God. All things were created by him, by God, and for him, for God. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, moreover, then is the question is, now, how should we handle, we meaning Christians, the believers, the children of God, handle the things in the earth. That answered the 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewards, that a man be found faithful. So God appointed us as stewards, as a manager, stewards to manage all things in earth, widely, for Christ's sake. So also the 1 John chapter 2 verse 17, and the world passes away and the lust thereof. The world, the lust of the world passes away, but he that does the will of God abides forever. What does it mean? So if we work for God, that work will abide forever, which meaning the Lord Jesus Christ as a judge will give a crown reward upon your labor, your work on the earth for Jesus' sake. So here the Bible said, he that does the will of God abides forever. So that's why we should manage all things in earth wisely for Jesus' sake as faithful stewards. Verse 2, for he has founded it upon the seas, the earth upon the sea, and established it, established the earth upon the floods or waters. Verse 3, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Or who is worthy to worship God? Who is worthy? Because the temple located the top mountain over the Jerusalem, the giant. So who is qualified to worship God in the holy place or worship God at sanctuary? That answer verses 4 through 6. 4 through 6 answer, he that has clean hands, so no dirty hands, clean hands, and a pure heart. So Matthew chapter 5 in verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So the pure heart, not like a lucrative benefit, rather than for Christ's sake. Pure heart, who has not lift up his soul unto vanity. So vanity, a lot of, you know, the bad thing, you know, is a futility thing, such as drug, you know, alcohol, you know, many ugly things. Nor suon deceitfully. Suon deceitfully meaning such as a false vow or a false witness, false promise, like that. So verse 5, he shall, the clean heart, pure heart, or not seeking vanity, not sowing swiftly, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Here, his righteousness from of God of Savior, his salvation. So our righteousness coming from God, not, you know, coming from self. So Romans chapter 3, verse 10 and 23. And it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. So nobody is righteous. So how can we be righteous? Our righteousness coming from God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 23 also, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So our righteousness is not enough to God, not enough as a God. So that's why here, our righteousness from the God of his salvation. Verse 6, this is the generation. So who is qualified? Who shall stand in his holy place? This is the generation of them that seek him. So seek God. So divine kingdom seeker, rather than money seeker, rather than fundraisers. Fundraisers are not qualified, you know, to be in Christian way. Right now, I am writing in a book, another, you know, English book. So that time, the title, subtitle, the biblical view of money. So I searched the, you know, scriptures, the money fundraiser not really, you know, fit, you know, in the Bible. So no basis, you know, of the Bible, because God, you know, is never seeking, you know, money from us. Because God is extreme rich. Here they said the earth is the Lord's. So Lord owns, you know, entire thing, all the earth. You know, how come the Lord is seeking, you know, our money? But the God really is seeking our heart, you know, to love God. You know, that's the point. So that kind of a thing here. Seek God, that seek your face, O Jacob Salat. Here, seek your face. You know, we are singing, I am seeking God's face. What it does mean? First means experience God's word. When you read, you know, the book of Job, Job is the last chapter. Job said, now I see God, which meaning I experienced God's word through my life. Number two, actually, we are seeing the Lord Jesus Christ when Jesus Christ is coming again in heaven. So in the future, death is a face to face. Also, when we die, you know, physically, our spirit and soul immediately into the heaven over the kingdom of God. Verse 7 through 9, victorious and joyful psalm. 7, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be you lift up, you everlasting doors. Here, everlasting doors indicate a prophetic phrase. So, and the King of Glory shall come in. Come in the east. So we can see Ezekiel chapter 43, verses 1 through 4, talking about the Messiah will come into the east. Afterward, he brought me to the gates, even the gate that looks toward the east. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. And his voice was like a noise of many waters. And the earth shined with his glory, and it was according to the appearance of the vision which I saw, even according to the vision that I saw when I came to destroy the city. And the visions were like the vision that I saw by the river Chebar, and I fell upon my face, and the glory of the Lord came into the house by the way of the gate whose prospect is toward the east. So shall come in the east in the future. So verse 8, who is the King of glory? That question, the Lord strong and mighty. Right answer, the Lord strong and mighty. Also second answer, the Lord mighty in battle. Here, mighty in battle. So then in verse 10, who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. So the King of glory in this context, three answers. Number one, the Lord strong and mighty. Number two, the Lord mighty in battle. The last one, the Lord of hosts. So verse 7 and verse 9, you know, repeated in a verse. Then here, also everlasting doors indicate a prophetic sense. That's why we can apply the King of glory, apply to the Lord Jesus Christ. So here there is the Lord mighty in battle. So we can apply the Lord Jesus Christ riding on a white horse at the great tribulation. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 16. And I, John, saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat up him was called faithful and true. In righteousness he does judge and make war. His eyes were as flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. That's interesting. Jesus' name is called the Word of God. So, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword. Here Jesus is the Lord in battle, sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treasured the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So that is a kind of thing. Also Matthew chapter 6 verse 10, the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So that's why Jesus Christ will come on the earth again to establish a millennial kingdom. So dear Lord. Also, last time we talked about the Lord, the entry in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. So that's a sort of a minor view. So the Jesus Christ entered into Jerusalem to be crucified. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 5. Jesus is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So let's see each question. In verse 1, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. How should we, as the children of God, handle the things in the earth? So we as stewards, manager the things in the earth faithfully and wisely for Jesus' sake. Question 2, in verse 3, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? What are the answers of this question? The answer is verses 4 through 6. 4, 5, and 6. Last question in verse 7. Lift up your heads, all you gates, and be you lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory in his context, in this context, as well as in this prophecy? The first, in this context, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, and the Lord of hosts. So prophetic sense, the Lord Jesus Christ coming again at the great tribulation to establish millennium kingdom, or Jesus from now, Jesus already came into Jerusalem to be crucified. You know, two ways, so we understand. Okay, let's just sing song all together. Next song.